OU Israel presents.
Come in. Welcome.
Shalom, and welcome to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernofsky. This show is for Parshat Va'etchanan, also known as Shabbat Nachamu. And that's not this year Va'etchanan is Nachamu. It's the kind of arrangement that always is. The Haftorah of Va'etchanan is Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Omar, Hashem Elokeichem. And it is always the Shabbat right after Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was last Sunday. So this Shabbat be it. Shabbat Nachamu and Parshat Va'etchanan. This Shabbat is also Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which is a holiday from the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And it's sort of has a little bit of a minor status in our time. We'll talk about that also. Recording and first broadcast is Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the 13th of Menachem of 5768, the 14th of August. And let us do Psalm 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alot mima'amakim karaticha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tehiena aznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Imavonot tishmor ya Adonai miya amod, ki imacha hasalicha lema'an tivare. Kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed v'harbe imo fedut, v'hu yifde et Yisrael mikol avonotav. Achenu kol beit Yisrael hanetunim batzara uvashivya, ha-omedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha-makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzieim mitzara lirvacha, u'meafela l'ora, u'mishibud l'geula, hashta ba'agala uvizman kariv, v'nomar Amen. Comfort my people, comfort them, says your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry to her that her fighting is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from God's hand double for all her sins. These are the opening words of chapter 40 in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, which is the Haftarah of this week's reading. And, as I mentioned before, it is the Haftarah that gives this Shabbat its special name of Shabbat Nachamu. The concept of Nechama, comfort, began to take shape in the Mincha time of Tisha B'Av, and it comes to its, poetic expression on the Shabbat that follows Tisha B'Av with this particular Haftarah. It is not just this Haftarah that is one of comfort, but we begin a period of 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, where the Haftarah each week is a Haftarah of comfort from the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi from chapter 40 onward. That rendition of Nachamu Ami, of course, was Shlomo Karlbach, Zichrono Levracha, incomparable in the number and beauty of the songs that he composed, that he sang, and even a little whistling as you heard in the beginning. I remember teaching junior high level way back in New York, Queens to be specific, and one day asking my students, where do the words Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomar Hashem Elokeichem come from? I was expecting them to say from the Haftorah of Parshat Nachamu, and perhaps I would even have a student that would be able to say from Yeshayahu, and to hope that someone would say chapter 40 would be too much. One kid raised his hand and he said Shlomo Karlbach. So that, I said, he wrote the melody, but the words is what I'm really asking for. And then, of course, they had their lesson. Let's take a look at Parshat Vaetchanan now, but let me give a little bit of an overview as I have given in the past. The Book of Devarim is called Mishneh Torah, and it is mostly the first-person account of Moshe Rabbeinu in the very end of his life. According to our traditional reckoning, the book spans a period of 37 days from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which the Torah actually tells us is the day that Moshe began this farewell address, until the day of his death, which according to our tradition is the 7th of Adar. The entire book takes place on the threshold of the land of Israel, at the plains of Moab, Arvot Moab, on the east side of the Jordan River. And one senses that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher, is trying to fill this period of time with much, much material. And he basically has three different kinds of messages to get across. And the Book of Devarim divides up fairly neatly to show us these three kinds of presentations. The first part, which I assign the Parsha of Devarim, last week's Torah reading, Vaetchanan this week and Akev next week, is the introduction, the review of the 40 years of wandering, in other words, the first chapter or chapters of Jewish history, the restatement of the fundamentals of Judaism, as we see in the Ten Commandments presented again in Vaetchanan, in the Shema Yisrael, also in Vaetchanan, and many basic principles of Judaism that come in these sedras. And then, in Re'eh Shofetim Ki Teitzei, you have the second phase. I can't tell you how much of the 37 days were spent on each of these stages, but that second middle chunk is a heavy, heavy review of mitzvot. We are introduced to some mitzvot for the first time in those parshiot, And then in Kitavo, and especially Nitzavim Vayelech Ha'azinu V'zot HaBracha, the wrap-up, these are triggered by a drash on the very opening verses of Devarim, where in the first verse, Eila HaDvarim, these are the things that Moshe spoke to all of Israel, and it tells us where. But then it says, and it was in the 40th year, on the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Diber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. First it said, Diber Moshe el Kol Yisrael. Moshe spoke to everybody. And then it says again, Diber Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. He spoke to the children of Israel. Kechol asher tziva Hashem oto aleihem, all that God commanded them through him. Which means, in this analysis, that there was an introductory presentation of the history and the fundamentals, which Moshe spoke to all of Israel, and then the halachic shiurim, the review of the mitzvot, comes with that second language, and in the fifth verse, it tells us that it's Be'ever HaYarden Be'eretz Moav, Ho'il Moshe Be'er et HaTorah Hazot Lemor. Moshe began to explain the Torah, or explain what it's all about, and that can be a reflection of the last number of sedras within the book of Devarim. Be that as it may, this week's sedra of Va'etchanan finds us in the middle of this introduction. In last week's reading, we already had the major event that to which is attributed the 40 years of wandering, namely the sin of the spies, Chet HaMeraglim. And you can sense that Moshe is now talking to this new generation, and he's saying, look, your parents, mostly your fathers, I should say, made mistakes, and they paid for their mistakes. You are the generation, the ones that they cried and said, woe unto us, our children will be orphans. You are the ones that are going into Eretz Yisrael. And the way that Moshe begins this presentation, I mean, I've read it year after year and studied it many times. This year it hit me as particularly poignant that Moshe is now saying, in essence, he doesn't use these words, he is saying that every single adult male that left Egypt, myself included, is either gone or going. Two exceptions, Yehoshua bin Nun and Kalev ben Yefuneh. They are the only adult males that are going with you into Eretz Yisrael, the ones who left Egypt. But Aharon has already died, and I am about to die, says Moshe, and I wanted very, very much to take you into Eretz Yisrael, but it was not to be. I petitioned God, I pleaded with him, let me go, let me go. We have a tradition that it was 515 times that Moshe begged God to rescind his decree prohibiting him from going into the land of Israel. And at this point, God says to him, enough. God says, Ravlach al Tosef daber elai od badavar hazeh, don't talk to me about this issue anymore. Go up on the mountain of Pisgah and see with your eyes to the west, to the north, to the south, to the east, the land which you will not go into. Command Joshua and strengthen him, and give him that courage, give him a pep talk, ki hu ya'avor lifnei ha'am hazeh, he will be the one to lead these people, v'hu yanchil otam et ha'aretz asher tireh, the land which you will see, he will be the one to apportion it to the people. We have to feel some of that empathy, sympathy, and pain for Moshe Rabbeinu. He says to them right after that, which he's already said, and he says it again. And now, Israel, listen to the laws and the statutes that I will teach you to do, to keep. For what purpose? Lema'an tichyu uvatem virishtem et ha'aretz. So that you will live and come and settle the land that God has promised to give to you. A couple of verses later, he says it again. Re'e limadati etchem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. See that I have taught you that which God commanded me to teach you. La'asot kein bekerev ha'aretz asher atem ba'im shama lirishta. To do these things in the land to which you will come and settle. Moshe Rabbeinu implied in his words is, you are going there, but unfortunately I am not. And I believe we have to feel for him, as much as being encouraged that the venue for living a Torah life, living a life as a Jew, is meant to be and supposed to be in the land of Israel. I could also see Moshe remembering 40 plus years ago when he had his first encounter with God at the burning bush. Because there, God said to him right up front, he did not, of course, tell Moshe at that time, you're not going to be the one to bring the people in. But God says to Moshe, I have heard the cries of the people, and I remember my promises to their fathers and mothers, and I will go down va'ered lahatzilo miyad Mitzrayim to save him, meaning the people of Israel, from the hands of Egypt, ulaha'aloto min ha'aretz hahi, and to bring them up from that land, Egypt, el eretz tova urchava, to a good and expansive land, el eretz zavat chalav udvash. First time this appears out of the 14 or 15 times we have it in Tanakh, to a land flowing with milk and honey, el mekom ha-kena'ani v'ha-chiti v'ha-emori v'ha-prizi v'ha-chivi v'ha-yevusi, to the land of Kena'an, which will become the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. At the beginning of Vo'era, God sends Moshe to say the following to the people. I have heard their cries, I remember my promises, and therefore say to the people of Israel, Ani Hashem, I am God. V'hotzeiti etchem, I will take you out. V'hitzalti etchem, I will save you. V'ga'alti etchem, and I will redeem you from Egypt. V'lokachti etchem li la'am, I will take you unto me as a nation. V'hayiti lachem le'lokim, and I will be your God. V'idatem, and you will know. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem hamotzi etchem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim, that I am the one who took you out of Egypt. V'heveiti etchem el ha'aretz, and I will bring you to the land, asher nasati et yodi lateitota, that I raised my hand in oath, so to speak, to give you, to give it, the land, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I will give it to you as a heritage, ani Hashem. So right up front, Moshe Rabbeinu's memory goes back 40 years. And he said there was never ever a time that the plan was not come out of Egypt, get the Torah, go into Eretz Yisrael, and live happily ever after. And Moshe had no reason to doubt that he would be part of that. Yet, he found out when the decree was issued banning him from entering the land, and he still had held out hope that that decree would be rescinded, and in the beginning of Vayet Hanan, he says clearly it is not to be. But he is still very encouraging to the people, because they are able to fulfill that which he was not able to fulfill. To come out of Egypt, to receive the Torah, to bring it into Eretz Yisrael, and to live a complete Torah life there. here. Now Moshe Rabbeinu expresses very, very serious concerns, and he's hoping that the people will stay faithful to God. But he must tell them, us, because there is always us in this issue. We're not talking about once upon a time, a long time ago, this is what happened. But the words of the Torah are directed to us in our own time. So Moshe, our teacher, is saying to us that it will be very tempting to go off the path, to turn away from God, and, God forbid, to embrace some kind of idolatry. Now, a different Moshe, the Rambam, expresses in his beginning of the laws of idolatry, he basically shows there how reasonable a human tendency there is towards idolatry. Because he describes a benign form of idolatry. I don't know if that's really an appropriate term to use, because it's not at all benign when you're talking idolatry. But he says that the very beginning of it was in the third generation of the world, the time of Enosh, which is significant because Enosh is the word that's borrowed for Anashim, meaning people. And just like Adam is a generic term for person, Enosh is a generic term also for person or people. And he says that in that generation, people gave honor to the sun, S-U-N, in the sky, as a sincere honoring of God. Because they saw how powerful the sun was, how hot, brilliant light, life-giving energy, or life-supporting energy, and they said it is appropriate to venerate God's ministers, his major creations, as a sign of respect to him. To cut that part of the story short, one thing led to the other through the generations, and after a while it was, who is God? Because people started worshiping all of the various forces of nature, which originally they said was from God, but after a while they lost that part, and that became, let's call it, full-blown idolatry. Hold that thought.
I'm Rod Sterling. You're listening to
Torah Tidbits Audio.
Rest your eyes.
You are listening to Torah Tidbits Audio for Shabbat Nachamu, Parshat Vo'etchanan. We were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's warning about the potential for idolatry. He presents it in I would say, a calm, well, I wouldn't say calm. He's a little kind of frenetic about it, but I don't know exactly the word I'm looking for, and I'm purposely leaving this in rather than editing it out and getting it clear. Let's contrast it. In Parshat Ki Tavo, you have a heavy tochacha about what happens when we turn away from God, and it's both barrels. Very, very heavy, serious warning and threat. And there are other places in the Torah with similar kind of warnings. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu is very personal about it, and I don't think he's trying to depress the people, us, but he is definitely issuing a clear warning to avoid, and unfortunately, we know from that early part of Jewish history that the people did fall into the traps and pitfalls of idolatry. We, as the current generation, listening to Torah, hearing Moshe Rabbeinu speak to us, have to heed his warnings on our level and bring about a faithfulness to God and an increase in that faithfulness throughout the Jewish people. One of the things that he says, now you have to understand, Vo'et Chanan is not only the Torah reading of the Shabbat after Tisha B'Av, where it is a comfort kind of text, but it is also the Torah reading, part of Vo'et Chanan, the Torah reading of Tisha B'Av morning. And that's where we have this piece that I am talking about. Ki tolid banim uvnei vonim. You will have children and grandchildren, generation after generation, and people will turn away from God. Vasitem pesel tmunat kol. You'll make idols. Vasitem horab einei Hashem Elokecha lahach iso. You will anger God with evil, which you will perpetuate. This is not a promise. This is a sad, fulfilled prophecy. Ha'idoti bachem hayom, I testify before you with the heaven and the earth as my witnesses. Ki avod tovedun maher me'al ha'aretz. You will get kicked out of the land very, very quickly. He continues though, and this is what I meant by this personal kind of presentation to the people. He says, that in your places of exile, you will begin a process of return to God and hearkening to Him. And you have to understand, Ki el rachum Hashem Elokecha, God is merciful, lo yarpecha velo yashchitecha, velo yishkach et brit avotecha asher nishbalahem. He will not destroy you and will remember the covenant He made with your ancestors. Ki yishalna liyamim rishonim asher hayu lefanecha limin hayom asher bara Elokim Adam al ha'aretz ulemiktzei hashamayim v'ad kitzei hashamayim hanihya kadavar hagadol hazeh. You'll ponder and you'll ask, was there ever, since creation of the world all the way through, was there ever such a thing? Hashama on kol Elokim midaber mitocha eish kasher shamata ata vayechi, that people heard God speaking to them from the fire of Sinai and they survived? Or has it ever happened that God has chosen a nation from among the nations with the wonders and the miracles and the battles and the mighty arm and outstretched arm and all kind of wonders that God has done for you in taking you out of Egypt? Ata horeta ladat, you have been shown, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim, that God is God, ein od milvado, there is no other like Him. This verse, Ata horeta ladat ki Hashem hu ha'elokim, ein od milvado, is found in Parshat Vo'et Chanan, is one of the verses in the song that I will play for you shortly. I have played it each year, maybe more than once. It is a song that I fell in love with when I first heard it, and I love it to this day, one of my all-time favorite songs, and one of my indulgences, even back when Torah Tibbetz Audio was on the radio with Arut Sheva, when I was kept to 2 to 3 minutes for a song, which is the usual way that it's done on radio shows. My indulgence was letting Ira Heller go through the entire Ata Horeta, because I find it an unbelievably inspiring and beautiful, almost haunting, but maybe inspiring is the better term, melody. And I would like to give you the full content of the song and context of the words. When the Torah is taken out of the Ark on Shabbat and on holidays, we have a few verses that are recited before the Ark is opened. In Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz does this only on Simchat Torah, but Nusach Sfard does it every Shabbat and every holiday. they begin with this pasuk, Atah Hareta Lada'at, you have been shown to know and to understand that Hashem is the God, the only one. Ein od milvado, there are no others. And that is an echo, by the way, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which are the words the Chazan says when he's holding the Torah scroll on his right shoulder, and he turns to the congregation and leads them responsively in that statement of belief in God and belief in His absolute unity. But here is the preview of that. Atah Hareta Lada'at, you have been shown to know, Ki Hashem, that Hashem, Hu HaElokim, He is the God, Ein Od Milvado. The next verse is from Tehillim, Ein Kamocha BaElohim, Hashem, V'Ein Kima'asecha. There is none like you, nor like your deeds. Another verse from a different part of Tehillim, Malchutcha, Malchut Kol Olamim, your kingdom is all the way across the board, the entire universe, Umemshaltecha Bechol Dor Vador, and your kingship, we'll say again, is not only horizontally across the entire universe, but vertically from every generation throughout time. These are the three verses that make up the song which Ira Heller will sing. And when you're listening to them, see if you could feel the way that Moshe Rabbeinu is presenting this warning against Avodah Zarah, against idolatry, not to make the people despair, but hopefully to encourage them and inspire them to remain faithful to God. And if it didn't quite succeed with past generations, then we have the challenge in our own generation to hear these words and to say we will behave differently. We will heed these words and we will accept what we have been shown to know, that God is HaElokim Ein Od Milvado.
Hashem Hu HaElokim Eino Milvado Eino Milvado Oh,
Those words are followed in Moshe Rabbeinu's own voice with Min Hashamayim Hishmiachat Kololi Asreka. You heard God's voice from the heaven, and on the land he has shown you with his great fire, and you heard his words from the fire, and because of his love for your forefathers, he chose their descendants and took you out of Egypt with a great power in order to conquer the nations greater than you, to bring you to the land. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu keeps that emphasis there. You didn't come out of Egypt and get the Torah just to go about your business any place else in the world. The reason for the existence of the Jewish people is to be the people of the Torah in the land of Israel. Jews who are not people of the Torah are, for whatever accountability they have, are not fulfilling God's plan for the Jewish people. Maybe we're talking about people who don't know any better. Maybe we're talking about people who do know better. But the fact is that Jews who do not keep the Torah and live a Torah way of life are not fulfilling God's intention for the Jewish people. People who do not live that Torah life in the land of Israel to the best of their ability, again, whether it's they don't know any better or they do know better, are not fulfilling God's intention for the Jewish people. Here I go again. When we are in exile and are locked into exile, we have no choice. When the door to the land of Israel is open and people are able to come and live their Torah lives, their Jewish lives in the land which God intended us to live those lives, then we are in the direction of fulfilling what God wants of us. As I mentioned, we have a restatement of the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, in Parshat Vo'etchanan. There are some famous differences between the two versions, the one in Yitro and the one here in Vo'etchanan. I don't want to go into those now. We've done it in the past. We'll do it in the future, Mirtz Hashem. But I want to make the following observation. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the people, remember. Panim b'fanim diber Hashem imachem bahar mitocha esh. Face to face, God spoke to you. However, Anochi, I, says Moshe, omeid bein Hashem uveinechem bo'etahi, I was standing between you and God at this time, lahagid lachem et devar Hashem, in order to tell you the words of God, ki yireitem mipnei ha'esh, because you were afraid of the fire, velo alitem bahor, and you didn't go up the mountain, lemor, as God said to you, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, etc., etc. In other words, even before the restatement of the Aseret HaDibrot, we have an indication of what actually had happened 40 years earlier, that the people were afraid to hear God's voice directly. Right after this restatement of the Ten Commandments, Et hadvarim ha'ela diber Hashem el kol kahalchem bahar, these words God spoke to the total assembled people at the mountain, mitoch ha'esh ha'anan v'ha'arafel, from amidst the fire and the cloud and the fog, Kol gadol v'lo yasaf, vayichtaveim al shnei luchot avanim, these words were written down on two tablets of stone, vayitneim elai, and God gave those tablets to me to bring to you. Vayehi kishamachem et hakol mitoch hachoshech, when you heard the sound coming from the darkness, v'hahar bo'er ba'esh, and the mountain was consuming with fire. Vatikrevun elai kol rashei shivtechem vizikneichem, your leaders and elders approached me. Vatomru, and they said, Hein heranu Hashem Elokeinu et kvodo ve'et godlo, God has shown us truly of His greatness. Ve'et kolo shamanu mitocha esh, His voice we heard from the fire. Hayom hazeh ra'inu ki yedaber Elokim et ha'adam v'chai. We know now, and we saw, that God can speak to people, and that person lives. V'ata lama namut, but if we're here at more, maybe we'll die. Why should we die? Ki tochlenu ha'esh hagdola hazot. Im yosifim anachnu, if we continue lishmoa et kol Hashem Elokeinu od vamatnu, that we could still, we feel like we're convinced God can speak to us, but if He continues, we could die. Because how is it possible to be just flesh and blood and live after hearing such a thing? Krav ata ushema Eit kol asher yomar Hashem Elokeinu. You go close to God because you're capable of doing it. V'at tidaber eleinu, and you will speak to us. Eit kol asher yidaber Hashem Elokeinu elecha v'shamanu v'asinu. They made a deal with Moshe Rabbeinu. We heard God's voice. We're afraid to continue hearing it. You tell us what God says, and we will listen, understand, and do. Vayishma Hashem et kol divrechem, God agreed, bidabrechem elai, as you spoke to me, and God said, Shamati et kol divrei ha'am hazeh, asher dibru elecha, heitivu kol asher diberu. They speak correctly. And that leads to the concept of prophecy, and our obligation to listen to the teachings of the prophets, because that was the deal which we entered into with God. There is, as usual, much, much more, but we'll have to leave it at that with my wishes for a Shabbat Shalom, an enjoyable Tu B'Av, which we didn't get a chance to speak about, L'Hishtameah.